Wanted fugitives arrested at Laredo port of entry for sex crimes. Texas border business. Laredo, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers assigned to Laredo field office ports of entry during a recent 24-hour period apprehended three men, a U.S. citizen and illegal aliens from Mexico and Honduras, wanted on outstanding felony warrants for sex-related offenses. On April 30, CBP officers at Laredo's Juarez-Lincoln Bridge referred southbound bus passenger Alan Josue Cabrera Maradiaga, 49, a Honduran citizen, for a secondary inspection. During secondary examination, CBP officers utilizing biometric verification and federal law enforcement databases verified his identity and discovered that he was the subject of an active felony warrant for sexual assault issued by the St. Bernard Parish Sheriff's Office in Chalmette, La. CBP officers confirmed the warrant and transported Cabrera Maradiaga to Webb County Jail to await criminal proceedings. On April 30, CBP officers at Laredo's Juarez-Lincoln Bridge referred southbound bus passenger Pedro Garcia Martinez, 44, a Mexican citizen, for a secondary inspection. During secondary examination, CBP officers utilizing biometric verification and federal law enforcement databases verified his identity and discovered that he was the subject of active felony warrants for first-degree rape, first-degree sexual abuse, second-degree course of sexual conduct against a child, second-degree predatory sexual assault against a child issued by the Sullivan County Sheriff's Office in Monticello. NYCBP officers confirmed the warrants, processed Garcia Martinez first for federal immigration law violations and transported Garcia Martinez to a detention facility with detainers to ensure extradition to face pending charges in New York upon final adjudication of the immigration violations. Finally, on April 30, 53-year-old Jesus Hernandez Reséndez, a U.S. citizen, arrived from Mexico as a vehicle driver at the Anzaldúa's International Bridge. A CBP officer immediately secured him after discovering he was a possible match to an arrest warrant. Once in secondary, CBP officers utilizing biometric verification confirmed his identity along with an active arrest warrant from Hidalgo County Sheriff's Office. Hernandez is being charged with aggravated sexual assault of a child, a first-degree felony in the state of Texas. A Hidalgo County deputy arrived to take custody of Hernandez and transported him to the Hidalgo County Jail. Put simply, you can run, but you can't hide. Our frontline CBP officers conducting both inbound and outbound examinations at Laredo field office ports of entry apprehended three men in less than 24 hours wanted in connection with sex-related offenses, said Director of Field Operations Donald R. Cusser, Laredo Field Office. These are among the most heinous offenses we encounter, and apprehensions like these not only illustrate the importance of our border security mission but also drive home the important role we play in protecting our communities. Based on information from the National Crime Information Center, CBP officers have made previous arrests of individuals wanted for homicide, escape, money laundering, robbery, narcotics distribution, sexual child abuse, fraud, larceny, and military desertion. The NCIC is a centralized automated database designed to share information among law enforcement agencies, including outstanding warrants for a wide range of offenses. Criminal charges are merely allegations. Defendants are presumed innocent unless proven guilty in a court of law. Fulfilling President Donald J. Trump's mandate, the Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Customs and Border Protection, under the leadership of DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, have delivered the most secure border in history, stopping dangerous criminals from entering our communities, which will keep America safe for generations to come.